The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. This end of the school year is a time of transitions. Friday was the last day for our eighth graders. They're getting ready to move on to high school. Today is high school graduation for many local schools and all our Catholic schools later today. That all those people are thinking about something new that's happening. And in some ways that's exciting, but oftentimes that's also a little bit scary as well. I had to go through lots of transitions from high school and college to going into seminary to then going to a new seminary, then becoming a priest and a deacon and going to different parishes. And although I think I'm pretty decent at it, I've never really enjoyed the whole process. I always kind of dread the idea of going to a new place and getting settled and get familiar how we do this and how we do that and the endless introductions of, "Hi, I'm so-and-so and this is what I do," and over and over and over again. Again, it's not that I'm particularly bad at it. It's just that it's a little bit uncomfortable. And I think I kind of use that as a lens or a filter to understand what Jesus said or what we hear about Jesus in the second reading. And it says the old order has passed away and Jesus makes all things new. Now, on one hand, that's exciting and good. Again, much like maybe our eighth graders going on to high school or those high school graduates getting ready for college. But it also has a tinge of anxiety or fear. That maybe the thing that was here before wasn't great or perfect, but I do know it. I'm comfortable with it. And so if it's something new, it has to be something that I'm inherently not that familiar or comfortable with. I think in some ways that's exactly Jesus' point. It's especially his point in today's gospel. When this is before his crucifixion, this is at the Last Supper, just after Judas has left the group to go betray Jesus. He says, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Love one another as I have loved you." That's how other people will know what? Know that you are my disciples. You are my followers. Not if you have a perfect prayer life, not if you do everything right all the time, but if you actually love each other and love those around you. I think the apostles probably had a similar reaction. That seemed like a better way to live. That seemed like a good thing that they were being called to do, but maybe not something that they were super familiar with. Because this love that Jesus calls us to isn't just a convenient love. Isn't just something natural when we're attracted to someone or want to hang out with them and be their friend. But this word is agape, is a sacrificial love that Jesus makes apparent when he goes to the cross for us. But he's telling the apostles, "I want you to love like that. That even when it's painful or requires much from you, that you will do that joyfully for one another." That's the gospel that you're meant to take into the world. So again, I think the apostles would have been filled with some excitement that that's a good thing that they want to do. But I wouldn't be surprised if they were looking to that transition and going, "This is a little frightening. This is a little scary. This is a little bit unfamiliar or uncomfortable." In fact, this morning over in the Eternal City, when Pope Leo had his first, well, not his first mass as the Pope, but his inauguration mass as the Pope. It used to be the coronation of the Pope, but then they took away the papal tiara, so now we don't know what to call it. But in that homily, he talked about how he was humbled by this election, that the Holy Spirit worked through them in the conclave, Not because of any of his merits or any of his desire to be pope, but because he thinks that's what the church needs. And he said there were two dimensions of St. Peter's own ministry: love and unity. That he was meant to love others as Jesus loved him, and to bring unity to the early church. And when there were disputes or uncertainty about what it meant to be a follower of Christ, that they looked to Peter so that they could stay united. Not under the authority of Peter or because Peter was always right, but because Peter was meant to draw them back to Jesus, was to hold them as one in the unity of the Holy Spirit. But Pope Leo reflected and he said, how can Peter do this? As we look at most of the stories of Peter in the Gospels, he's not that great of a disciple. He gets the question right, I don't know, maybe 50% of the time. But how is he able to be this source of love and unity for the early church? Pope Leo said, it is only because his own life was touched by the infinite and unconditional love of God, even in his times of failure and denial. Because Peter knew the love of Jesus, knew the love of God become flesh so well, he was able to then give that love to others. Not just when Peter was right and got the question right, not in just times when he was comfortable or knew what to expect or what to do, but even in his own times of failure and denial, he knew this sacrificial love that Jesus shows us. And so it was out of that that Peter was able to love unconditionally as well. To follow this new commandment of Jesus, to love one another as he has loved us. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that we can embrace that newness of life today, that even if we're not going through a particular transition, like going from high school to college or college to the working world, that we too can see that in this moment we're called to live in a new way. That every Easter season is a time to embrace that new life of Christ. Sometimes calling us out of the things that are comfortable or that we're familiar with. But that like Peter and now like Pope Leo, we're called to know that infinite and unconditional love of God for ourselves. And that by knowing that more and more each day, we can share it better with those around us. And that as we do that, we'll prepare to renew the face of the earth. Because in this moment, we're not only in the Easter season, but the church is pointing us towards the celebration of Pentecost, that birthday of the church when all the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit to go and be able to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Brothers and sisters, we're called to that same mission through the sacrament of confirmation. I think every year when we get ready for Pentecost, the church wants us to be ready to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to say, how can I once again, in a new way, preach the gospel of Jesus? How is it that I'm called to live out this mission, to love one another and let the world know the love of Christ? Let us pray that following the example of St. Peter and Pope Leo XIV, we can do that and do it in a new way today. Not out of our own merits or our own abilities, but because once again, and hopefully in even new ways today, our own life can be touched by the infinite and unconditional love of God. That even in times of failure and denial, he can show forth his goodness and love to the world around us.